Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev, of course, contains within it so much by way of Yira and the opportunity to express our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in so many ways, specifically within the context of Brachos. And so the Parsha begins, V'haya Ekev Tishma'un, and it will be such when you listen, and the word Ekev becomes involved. And so the Das Akenim Balei HaTosfos note that we need to listen to the mitzvos that people trample on with their feet. Like Rashi says, HaMitzvos Sha'adam Dash Be'akebav. So the Das Akenim asks, what mitzvah do people trample with their feet? And the Das Akenim answers that the mitzvah of tzitzis is an example of one such mitzvah that a person tramples over. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita explains that this is the basis of the Halacha and Orachayim, not to let the tzitzis drag on the ground, because it appears that one who does so disgraces the mitzvah. The problem is that the Magen Avraham seems to limit this isur of dragging the tzitzis to dragging them over a grave, which is a problem of loig l'rush, of embarrassing the dead. And of course, based on the Magen Avraham, it seems to imply that dragging it anywhere else should be okay. And a similar problem exists when we think of the praise due to Ben Tzitzis HaKesis, who is one of the Akira Yerushalayim mentioned in Gittin, one of the wealthy people of Yerushalayim mentioned in the famous Tisha B'Av Gemaras in Gittin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where we describe Ben Tzitzis HaKesis as the one whose tzitzis went on pillows, which seems to imply everyone else's tzitzis did not go on pillows, implying that he was unique, not that he was following the halacha. So it sounds as if dragging the tzitzis on the ground is not only mutter, but somewhat more common. So what exactly is the Das Zakenim talking about? So Reb Zilberstein explains that the issue in the cemetery about not dragging it over the cemetery, over the kever that the Magen Avraham is talking about, is when the kever is raised off the ground, that even then, one shouldn't let the tzitzis drag on top of the kever. And in regard to Ben Tzitzis HaKesis, the Rabbi Zilberstein explains that the prohibition is that when they drag at the time of putting them on, at that point the tzitzis look like he's sweeping with them. But if you happen to be walking and the tzitzis happen to be dragging, that's not a very big problem. Then the Torah continues and tells us God turns to Moshe, and Moshe repeats to the people, Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, all of the mitzvahs that I am commanding you today, Tishmer and Lasos, you should be careful to keep. So the late great Rav of Merkaz Harav, Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal, pointed out that the mitzvah, Kol HaMitzvah, what mitzvah is in this pasuk? It's the concept of putting ourselves on the side for the will of Hashem, whether we fully get it or not. If we started doing it, we need to finish with the same energy as the time of the undertaking. That is to say, sometimes it happens, we start doing a mitzvah, and we have such zeal and passion, but as time goes on, sometimes when we don't understand why God asks us to do what we do, sometimes we get a little bit weary, and we're tired already, it's harder to do, maybe we should be more meiko. Not so, Kol HaMitzvah Sha'anoch Mitzavcha Hayom Tishmer on Lasos, and Bechol Yom Vayom Yu Beinecha Kechadashim, each and every day, they should be seen as brand new. And we should do it with that energy. Torah continues and tells us, Eretz Asher Avaneh Barzel Me'areh Tachzov Nechoshes V'yachalta V'savata U'veirachtas Hashem Elokecha. You should give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us that, well, the founder of the Daf Yomi movement, Meir Shapiro Zatzal, once came to test some of his young students, and he didn't bring any prizes for the ones who excelled, which was the normally styled practice for those who excel in the cheder. So instead he tells the students, I've got a great thought for you. And he noted that the one letter not found in Birkas HaMazon is the letter pei, because when one benches with kavana, Hashem has no anger toward him, and his food is found before him in complete and abundant supply. So there's no af, right? And one of the students who overheard the thought took him upon himself to always make sure to bench with calm, and to always do so out of a bencher, always. And the story goes on that during the Holocaust, this young man who had heard the Vart found himself as part of a Nazi selection, and he davened to be saved in the merit of his benching. And so as the evil selector came close, the young man stood on his toes, and he was saved. And he was found in a position in the kitchen camp, where it became obvious that he didn't know a thing about how a kitchen runs. When the Nazis figured that out, they punished him, and they told him, look, you're a dead man. If you can't dig a hole with this huge proportion, with a short period of time, and you can use these digging elements, and they gave him a couple of forks. So he was a dead man walking. He wasn't going to be able to dig any sort of hole using forks. But at that moment in time, a wagon came by and dropped off fruits and vegetables. And of course, the rule in the camp was, when fruits and vegetables fall to the victor, go the spoils. So this man came and found himself holding a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables, and other prisoners begged him for some of the stuff. So he said, no problem. If you help me dig the hole, you can have the fruits and the vegetables. And so by the time the guard came back, not only was the hole dug, the man's life was saved with an abundance, just like Rav Meir Shapiro promised. The abundance, of course, being the vegetables, which came as a result of the benching that the man was always careful with. So suggests and retells the famous Maggid Rav Melech Biderman about the importance of understanding Birkas HaMazon. We need to understand that we should use our mouths to our pet in order to make sure that our Birkas HaMazon is recited with Kavana. There are great segulos to Birkas HaMazon. Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to discuss his episode at Har Sinai. And he points out, Va'isha Bahara, Boim Yom Bar, Boim Laila, Lechem Lo Achalti, Yomayim Lo Shasisi. When I went up to the mountains to get the Luchos, I stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And Rashi is quick to point out over here, Va'isha means that he was tarrying on the mountain. Of course, that's one interpretation of the word Va'isha. Otherwise, why would Moshe Rabbeinu tell us he sat? Right? And so what is Rashi actually trying to teach us? So the late, great Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal pointed out that when one is somewhere for a short period of time, then he or she tends to devalue the time because it's so short. It's hard to get involved. It's only 40 days. So here the Torah tells us that Moshe didn't do so. He said, I'm going to be on the mountain for 40 days. He learned as if he's going to be there for the rest of his life. And it's a great message for the rest of us. Before we disappear somewhere, we need to put ourselves there, and we need not to waste our time saying, what's the big deal? It's only 10 minutes. It's only this. Take advantage of the time. Sometimes we come to shul a couple of minutes early, or we have to stick around a couple of minutes late. If we take the time out to realize those couple of minutes are a potential a wellspring, we won't waste the time waiting for things to begin. I always find it fascinating. Murray Virabi, whenever I find a chance to listen to him speak, sometimes he'll get to a place early, right away the Mishnah Berurah comes out, right away the opportunity to grab another minute, to get excited about another minute presents itself, and of course, that is such a source of inspiration for us as Talmidim, to not waste a minute that comes along, and we should grab that opportunity. And by the way, speaking of Mori Virabi, the Torah goes ahead and explains, V'atah Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, now I'm Yisrael. What does Hashem ask from you? Kim Lira. And so the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis points out that, of course, the Talmidim asked, really? Is Yira Shamayim such a small thing? Kim Lira? And the Gemara says, in Lagabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasahi. As far as Moshe was concerned, Yira was a small thing. Of course, why would Moshe, who is speaking to simple people, present Yira as a small request? For them, it is a big request. And so why does the Gemara say, if for the people this was a big deal, why present the Torah only in the mindset of a Moshe Rabbeinu? So Mori Virabi presented in the name of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, who explained that no, the comma over here needs to be replaced. That Bnei Yisrael could show respect to Moshe, legabe Moshe, when the Gemara says as far as Moshe was concerned, to show respect to Moshe is a simple matter that everyone could follow. That is to say, as we've often pointed out, that Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis Tamidei Chachamim, that was the drasha that Rabbi Akiva figured out. And so if they could show it to Moshe, they would come to the same idea by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rav Schechter would often add that the measure of success that a student has in Torah study is often the result of the midah of his spotless that he shows to his Rebbe. And of course, that becomes a basis for the midah that he shows towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Okay. And towards the end of the parasha, we also come across the understanding and the reading of the second parasha of Kriya Shema. And in that context, we read, Hishamar lachem pen yiftel avavchem. We should be careful lest our heart goes bad and be swayed. And of course, Rav Huttner Zatzal would comment that a human being is like an open door. If he allows the room to be, that behind the open door, to be filled with Torah and mitzvahs, then his life is going to be full. However, if he's not careful, then the room will still become filled. But instead of being filled with Torah, it becomes filled with waste. Like Avodah Zarah, think about it. The storage units that we have, they either store important things in our life, or they store garbage until we get around to going ahead and cleaning it out in order to use it for the better part of our lives. If our hearts get swayed, the storehouse of Avas Hashem will become wasted in the process. And of course, the parasha ends with a warning. Any place where you tread will be yours. And Ramban learns two critical halachos over here. The first is that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a concept promised to the Avos. The other is that when we capture other lands that were not previously endowed with Kedushas Eretz, that land too becomes endowed with the responsibility for mitzvos ataluyos ba'aretz. That will be bound with the responsibility for mitzvos that are they're connected to the land. So Rav Gifter Zatzal wondered if there was a mitzvah of yishev ha'aretz on the lands that are merely endowed with kedusha of mitzvah satliyas ba'aretz. Is yishev ha'aretz, in other words, a mitzvah of yerusha, and only the inherited lands have a mitzvah of yishev? Or is the mitzvah dependent on kedusha sa'aretz, and does it apply anywhere that has kedusha sa'aretz? He liked Tzarechi, and he left it as a good question, which becomes a good question for us today. What is the purpose of Eretz Yisrael? Is it the Morasha? Is it the Yerusha? Or is it the ability to support the mitzvos? If it's the latter, then even the areas that were not promised to the Avos, but were captured by Am Yisrael, even though, not in the Kibush Yachad, I'm not talking about David HaMelech, but the other captured areas, let's say Eiver Yarden, would there be a mitzvah of Yishev HaAretz over there as well? Finally, the Haftarah points out, Yishayo HaNavi begins with the declaration, yeah, Batomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Tzion declares that Hashem left me, Vashem Shechechani. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, the Navi declares, in the name of God, Gam Eila Si Shachachna Banochi Lo Eshkachech. Even if these are forgotten, I won't forget you. And Rav Uri Sharki Shalita, one of the young, relatively young stars in the world of Tanakh, he explains that Bnei Yisrael were worried lest their sins be permanently etched in the mind of Hashem. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Gam Eila Si Shachachna, the Eila of Eila Lokacha Yisrael, that will be forgotten. And then the Jews said, look, if God can forget, then maybe he'll forget there is a chusim on Har Sinai. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi lo eshkachech. The Anochi of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the rest of the Mamad Har Sinai, that I won't forget. And why? Why is that going to be? So Rav Sharki explains that the message here is that while Hashem has the ability to forgive and forgo sin, he's interested in the relationship with us. And that relationship is not easily undone. And the relationship, which is the Ikar, is also never forgotten. We have been through a lot in our lives, and in our history and in our destiny, we will continue to grow our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ezus Hashem use it till we get to the state whereby we'll be able to declare in our fullest state a world that is Avahaya Hashem Lamelech HaKol HaAretz Vayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad Shabbat Shalom to all.